Time now for business news. The Federal Reserve today is widely expected to raise short-term interest rates. The Fed has been gently reining in the nation's money supply in an effort to keep inflation in check without choking off economic growth. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Federal Reserve's policy setting committee has met six times since last summer, and every time it's raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point. Economists expect more of the same today. That would bring the benchmark federal funds rate to 2.75%. More interesting than what the Fed does is what it says. Most economists, like Stuart Hoffman of PNC Financial Services, expect the Fed to stick with the language it's been using, a promise to keep on raising interest rates, but to do so at a measured pace.
That's sort of a balance that says, yes, we have moved rates up. We probably need to move them up further, but don't expect us to be doing much different a quarter of a point when we meet, no more, but probably no less.
One thing that might force the Fed to shift direction down the road is the rising cost of crude oil. But Mark Zandi of Economy.com says that's a double-edged sword.
If the higher prices knocks the wind out of the economy, the Federal Reserve can become less aggressive in its tightening. If, however, the surge in energy prices begins to juice up inflation, then, of course, the Federal Reserve probably would have to become more aggressive in its tightening.
Otherwise, economists expect the Fed to stay in its well-worn path. Scott Horsley, NPR News.